8, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Schlemiel, Schlemazel, Haas and Pfeff Incorporated.
We're gonna do it.
Give us any chance, we'll take it. Resist any rule, we'll break it. We're gonna make our dreams come true.
Doing it our way.
Nothing's gonna turn us back now. Straight ahead and on the track now. We're gonna make our dreams come true.
Doing it our way.
There is nothing we won't try. Never heard the word impossible this time.
Shirley is filmed before a studio audience.
I got the coupon.
I know.
You bring the money.
I didn't give them the
checkout girl.
Wait a minute here. Something's wrong.
I know. Two people can't fit through the door at the same time. Now, ease in.
No!
That's
not what I mean. The door was ajar. Which means that you didn't close it on the way to work this morning.
I did so close it. In fact, I double-locked it from the outside. I remember because I was very sleepy this morning and I tried to stick the rabbit's foot part in the lock by mistake.
The fact remains that the door was open and you were the last one out. You also left the lights on.
Cheryl, I walked out the door, right? I tried the rabbit's foot. No good. Then I stuck my key in the lock, it clicked. Then I did it in the upper lock, and it clicked. Okay?
Who is it?
Who do you think it is? Would you open the door? What's the matter with you?
Vern, I can't seem to find my poodle skirt.
Oh, didn't you lend it to Terry Buttafuoco?
You know that I do not lend my poodle skirt out. What are these drawers doing open? Where's my blue Angora sweater? I can't wear my plaid scarf with a matching cap either.
I can't find my blue car coat or my lucky sweater. We've been hit.
Oh, I knew it when I saw the door.
Okay, we've been robbed. We've been robbed.
Laverne, suppose the crook is somewhere in the apartment still. Go look. Know that we're alone.
Well, thanks for seeing me home, Bruno. You want to stay for some coffee? I'll get your dog some raw meat.
Thanks, honey. Let's see. Don't touch the dog. He's a killer.
You know, Bruno, I don't often let big guys like you in my bedroom.
Oh, thanks, honey. I'm flattered.
I thought it was a dead person.
Boo Boo Kitty! You found Boo Boo Kitty! I've been looking for you!
Huh. Boy, all I've got to say is it's a good thing he wasn't here. I would have given him a part in his hair he would never have forgotten.
Hello, Pop? Are you sitting down? We've been robbed! Did you believe the police station is still busy? How many people got robbed tonight?
Make sure you don't wipe off any fingerprints. Okay, I read that somewhere.
I know. Dick Tracy's Crime Stoppers notebook. You know? That's how they captured Flyface.
Hated Flyface. Who is it?
It's me, your father. Let me in. Let me see what happened there.
Coming, Pop.
Hey, Shelly, you all right?
Here.
You know nothing happened?
No.
Jump, let me see your hands.
No. She's perfect.
Shelly, what happened to your hands?
My hands? No, nothing happened to my hands. These are just gloves.
See, we were not hurt, Pop. We were robbed.
Well, that's it. You moving back with me. You too.
We've been through this 100 times. I'm not moving back home.
Okay. Then you both move in with Aunt Josephine. I'm going to pack your clothes and call her. That's what I'm going to do.
Gee, I don't even know your Aunt Josephine. Do you suppose she'll like me?
What, are you crazy? We're not moving anywhere. He'll calm down.
Okay, let's rebuild the barricade.
No, my pop's here. What else bad could happen? Hello.
Don't you two ever knock?
Hush, woman, hush. We heard you was robbed, so we figured you'd be hysterical. Now, hush, hush.
You're not hysterical. My father's hysterical.
Hello, Aunt Josephine. Stop chewing a minute. Laverne was almost killed tonight. What do you mean, call you back in 10 minutes?
Listen, if you want to help us, why don't you just go out and catch the crook?
You mean like detectives? What about my retainer?
Well, keep your mouth closed and no one will notice.
Hello, hello.
I'm gonna try the cops again.
All right, you're all set now. Van Josephine don't want you.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so she's gonna send over Uncle Fungy and he's gonna live here.
Oh, I don't want Uncle Fungy on my couch.
Hey. He gave you a savings bond when you were born.
I don't care. I don't want him here. He shaves in the kitchen.
Laverne, I still can't get the police department.
You want to help, Pop?
Yeah.
Why don't you go down to the police station and tell the cops and have them send someone over here, okay?
Yeah, so what if he shaves in the kitchen? What would you rather have? Burglars or a little hair in a sink?
Burglar. I'd much rather have
burglars.
And one gray poodle skirt with a black poodle on it. Oh, also, Laverne's lucky sweater with a big old L on the chest.
Big old L on the chest. Got it.
Officer, is there any chance of our getting our stuff back?
Well, have you girls ever had your clothing stolen before?
No.
Yes. Yes. Eve Silverman.
Oh, yeah.
Who's Eve Silverman?
Oh, Evie Silverman stole Shirley's gym suit in the 7th grade, and she had a Miss the Trampoline show.
Yes, and I was assured of honorable mention.
Well, I can't help you with that, you know. But this case looks like it's the work of the Milwaukee Masher.
Milwaukee Masher?
Yeah.
What does he do, beat up potatoes?
No, a masher is a man who...
I know.
Ladies, girls, please. Thank you. You see, the Milwaukee Masher steals girls' clothing, then he uses them as a disguise in order to go in the park and snatch purses.
Well, wouldn't he make more money if he took our TV and Victrola or something?
Well, I got my own theory about this criminal. He's a lunatic.
A lunatic is going to use our clothes in a crime.
That makes my sweater an accomplice. I guess it'll get 2 to 5, huh?
You know, that's a cute one. You know, I don't get a chance to meet many victims with a sense of humor.
I kind of laugh at life.
Hey, I like to do that, too. Only it's hard when you're yelling at some guy, spread him!
I've got it. Tess Trueheart. Whenever Dick Tracy wanted to catch a purse snatcher, he just sent Tess Trueheart to the park as a decoy.
We already thought of that. You see, we don't have any policewomen at our precinct, and we don't get any volunteers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, listen, it was nice meeting the two of you. We'll try and find your clothes for you, and we'll be in touch, all right?
Thank you.
I'll volunteer.
What?
To be Tess Trueheart in the park.
Great. Thanks a lot. You come down to the station tomorrow and we'll set it all up, all right?
Okay.
Thanks. Good night.
It's that big building 4 blocks down, right?
Yeah. You'll recognize it. They're all dressed like me. Yeah?
Okay. Hi, he was sort of a nice fella, huh? Maybe we can even get our clothes.
Where is that staring?
I don't believe this. You're going to go out in the park and entice a deranged man? You're going to stand in the line of fire? Why would you want to do something crazy like that?
Fun?
Okay, see that little black spot out there?
Yeah. Ah. Yeah, a lot of fillings.
Sorry.
See, the police gave me these binoculars and everything.
I don't understand, Laverne. Why do you want to go in the park as a decoy and maybe get yourself hurt, huh? Why, huh?
Well, I want to get my clothes back. You know, they took my lucky sweater.
Climb off it.
Climb off what? You're always telling me to be a good citizen, so I'm being a good citizen.
That's a bunch of bunk.
Hey, are you sure you're telling us the truth?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, how come you get your fingers crossed?
Just leave me alone. It's nobody's business why I'm doing it.
Aha! I knew it. I knew there was another reason.
Yeah? Well, maybe there is and maybe there isn't.
Yeah, you see?
But I ain't talking about it with no girl with no chocolate milk mustache.
Ah, sure, we talked to her. It's no good. It's no good trying to... Look, I gotta get back to the dance studio in 5 minutes. Is there anything else you want me to do?
Yes. I want you to give Laverne a lesson. She'll need it on the stakeout tonight.
What am I gonna do, mambo the man to death?
Not a dance lesson, self-defense. I want Carmine to teach you how to fight.
Wait a second, I know how to fight.
I know you know how to fight normal people. But I want you to teach her something, a little trick that she can use against a sick, crazed wacko wearing a poodle skirt.
I think I got just the thing.
Really?
All right, I got time for one move. You ready for this now?
Watch this now.
All right, Cheryl,
watch this.
Grab me from behind, Cheryl.
Me?
Right?
Okay.
Eyes, over here.
Right
got
here?
It? No,
right
the other hand.
Other hand.
Yeah, Casey
right,
uses
watch,
it.
Watch.
Five right over here.
Oh,
right
I
here.
Need
no
to
problem. Guy,
okay.
Girl, works on
spins,
either way.
Spins. Did you see that?
I got it. I saw it.
Okay.
You got
That's
it?
A great trick. Thanks, Carmine.
Got it. Good. Because I got to go. And hey, look, maybe later I'll teach you how to fight two guys.
How you do that?
Bring a friend.
Well, I gotta get going.
Your money or your life!
What are you doing?
I thought you had this trick down.
I do. Now, would you get off
no,
of me?
No, look, grab my arm like Carmine's.
Hey, chicken
grab
fight!
Arm. What are these get-ups you're dressed in? Why are you dressed like this?
Well, just so we won't stand out in the crowd. That's right. These are our detective suits. It just so happens we found out who stole your clothes.
Really? Who?
It wasn't a who, it was a what.
You just said who?
Well, I said a who. What? Tell him who it was.
Ladies? Your burglar is a dog.
Yeah. Ah, come on.
Ah, fantastic as it may seem, Laverne. It's the same dog that's been tipping over all the garbage cans in the neighborhood. I saw him run off with a kid's jacket just this morning.
And Laverne, he was eating the lining.
Get out. Get out.
Get in here.
Watch my lips as I tell you this. I think that you can rule out animals as suspects.
Never rule out the obvious, Cheryl.
Why do we let them in our house?
Some crazy way, you know, I wish they had caught the crook. Then you wouldn't be going out to the park on this fool's errand.
What are you talking about? There's nothing to it. It's easy as pie. Just put on your coat, like this, get your pocketbook, and you go out in the park by myself. Without you. All alone. To a dark park. So long. Look, if I don't come back, give my clothes to Louise Lipschitz, huh? And you could have my charm bracelet. Except for the silver moo cow I got in Kenosha. Give the silver moo cow to
Lady... Will you please leave?
Some friend you are.
No! 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 Wait a minute! Come back! Come back!
Yeah, what do you want?
Oh, go away! Go away!
Come back! Go away! We're questioning dogs out here!
She can't leave. She forgot her binoculars. I'll have to take them to her. Boy, I'm sure glad I didn't tell Lenny and Squiggy about my poodle skirt.
In the still of the night, I held you.
Come on, sing.
Held you tight, 'cause I loved you. Love you so. Oh, you be promise I'll never.
Relax. It's only me.
I'm glad you're hiding so close.
Yeah, well, we gotta move back a little farther, but we'll still be able to see you, okay?
Oh, move back a little farther? Here, take the binoculars.
Okay. Hey, listen, was that you two girls singing just now?
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
You like it?
No. You see, it's not gonna work. Two girls singing in the park doesn't make good decoying. Nobody's gonna attack a musical group.
Oh, we're very sorry.
She made me do it.
Listen, could you girls sit separately? It'll look a little better, huh?
Oh,
Shirley, you stay there. Laverne, come on over here. You sit here, all right?
Yeah. They used to do this to us in school so we couldn't cheat.
You know, you're really funny, Laverne. Really. I mean, and I also respect what you're doing here for me.
Thanks.
Yeah. Hey, listen, don't worry. My partner and I are going to be in the bushes. We'll keep our eyes on you, all right?
Thank you, Norman.
Okay, bye-bye.
Norman?
Yeah, that's his name. Norman Morton Hughes. He's originally from Detroit, but then
What's
he moved to Chicago.
What's his badge number?
91604.
Tommy Rot!
It is so 91604.
No, I mean Tommy Rot. You came here to the park to get your sweater back. You came here for Norman.
What do you say that for?
Only for a man would you do something this stupid.
Why? I've done stupid things for you when you're a girl.
I'm talking about something really lame-brained.
Shh, yourself.
This is very reminiscent of Benny the baseball fan, who you spent 3 weeks memorizing batting averages over.
Mickey Mantle batted 365 in 1957.
I'm impressed.
Thanks.
Then there was the coin collector.
He was cute.
Yes, and you ran all over town looking for mercury dimes.
Well, they're real hard to find, Cheryl.
And now there's a cop.
Okay, you guessed. But you mean to tell me you've never done crazy things? What about the time you hiked through mud with Wally the Scoutmaster? Huh? 4 bottles of calamine lotion, Miss Poison Sumac.
Okay. I admit it. I've done crazy things.
Okay, I'm glad you admit it.
But this is going one step too far. I mean, risking life and limb.
Well, you're supposed to take an interest in a guy's work.
Do they ever take an interest in ours?
I'm not even interested in ours.
Laverne. If a guy's gonna be interested in you, it should be for yourself.
Myself?
Yes. That's the reason I'd like a guy to be interested in me. Not because I'm willing to sit in the park and be beaten to a pulp.
What's the matter?
We're going home.
Why?
Well, I'm tired of looking for dimes, and I don't know Mickey Mantle's batting average, and I don't look good as Pope. So we're calling it a night, huh?
Okay, Laverne. I understand how you feel. I don't understand what you said, but I understand. Come on, George. Let's call headquarters. Tell them it's off for tonight.
Good. Let's go get a free hot dog.
Come on, Laverne. You're gonna see him again on your own terms.
Yeah, I babbled like a fool. I do too know Mickey Mantle's batting average.
I know you know Mickey Mantle's batting average, but the polite thing to do is invite him over to the house and bake a chicken for him. Alone with the Milwaukee Masher.
You want to run or do you want to do something?
All he'd do is take off your high heels and catch up with us.
Okay, then we'll do something.
Right.
Get his attention.
Okay, how?
It's a purse, Natcher. Show him your purse.
Right.
Look, not now. Okay, I'll see you at work tomorrow.
No!
Good evening, ma'am. Oh, my, my. Look at all this hard, cold cash that I have to bring.
Laverne?
Huh?
You can get down now.
Can you bend down a little bit?
All right.
Are these your clothes?
Well, now, I don't like to accuse people falsely, but that does look like my poodle skirt, and that's my scarf.
Yeah, those are my clothes.
Okay, George, take them in and book them.
If you want to meet women, why don't you just hang out in bars like the rest of the guys?
Hey, baby cakes. I got plenty of dates with women. I love them, they love me, but guys got to make a living, huh?
Come on, you sicko.
Hey, take it easy. I'm not used to these heels.
Hey, look, Laverne, you know, like I'm not supposed to ask for dates while I'm on duty. But what the heck? Would you like to go to the FBI fingerprint lecture with me next Saturday?
I'm sorry, but I'm not really interested in that.
Oh. Okay.
Don't worry about it. You'll have another chance. You'll put my whole house. You can invite him. You know which precinct he works at. Just go down to the camp.
Would you like to go to the circus with me?
Yeah, I'd love to go to the circus with you.
Great.
I can't believe it. It works.
Saturday night, 8 o'clock?
See you then.
10-4.
Right, you will go.
Gee, I'm jealous. I'd like to go to the circus.
Ah, you hated the circus last year because the camel dirtied on your foot.
Okay, give me a boost. I'll set the alarm.
Uh-uh. You ain't getting on my back again. Here, use a chair.
Once we have this alarm set, our burglar problems are over.
Yeah. The instruction booklet says this thing screams like a banshee if anyone comes through that door.
Okay, there we are. Shall I switch it on?
Yeah.
Great little investment.
How much did we invest?
Oh, $50.
How much?
$30.
What?
$50! $50!
Hello.
Works pretty good, eh?
Worth every cent.